USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is back on Twitter calling the Russia probe a witch hunt. On Thursday, he said,
"Hey, I'm having a good day."
But the president seems to have changed his mood on Twitter. On Friday, he said, "Statements are being made about me by certain people in the crazy Mueller report, which are fabricated and totally untrue. Watch out for people that take so-called notes." That seems to be a reference to his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who was described in the report as refusing to fire Mueller. McGahn has been described in some media analyses as thereby saving the Trump presidency. On Saturday, the president tweeted, "Fake news media is doing everything possible to stir up and anger the polls and as many people as possible." Senator Mitt Romney wrote he was sickened by the president's behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
According to one GOP strategist, both parties are harming themselves, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
So says GOP strategist Frank Luntz, who tells Fox News Democrats continue to beat a dead horse over the Mueller report, and the president hurts himself by putting out his continuous tweets.
He really should be at about a 55% approval rating, but he's not. And this is one of the challenges that the White House is probably considering. But the Democrats are actually making it easy for him by insisting on the partisanship, the ugliness, the cause, as Senator Warren did, for impeachment, even after seeing that there are no grounds for it.
Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischmann of Tennessee says it's time to move past the Mueller report and deal with the crisis at the border.
We are seeing a chaotic situation at the border like we've never seen before. Unprecedented numbers, disease, potential terrorism. We are being literally overrun in this country, and the Democrats are sitting on their hands.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
According to a new survey, a lot fewer Americans belong to houses of worship. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A Gallup survey finds the percentage of Americans who say they belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque is at an all-time low. An all-time low. Research showing just half of Americans reported being members last year. From 1937 through 1976, church membership in the USA was 70% or higher. Membership did dip a couple of percentage points in the late 1970s through the 1990s, but since 1999, there's been a drop-off of 20%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More and more people are turning to reusable plastics, and some places are even banning straws to save sea life. The bans are gaining momentum as whales and other marine life are increasingly found dead, washed up on the shores with stomachs full of plastic. Switching to reusable products has its own problems, though. Nicholas Malos is director of the Trash Free Seas program at Ocean Conservancy.
Getting a product to scale or transitioning to a new material can be expensive. They're seeing companies out there like Starbucks that have committed to eliminate the straw from their marketplace, investing in other consumption methods that replace that straw. So it can be done even though it is hard.
Biodegradable and reusable telescoping straws that you carry with you are now hot in the marketplace. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.